707 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orig. Remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. There you can grab our podcast. You also can get show schedules. If you're looking forward to the weekend, some of the programming over the weekend, you want to figure out what time Bill Finch starts or Sip and Chew or Prep Sports or Danny Lipford, any of that stuff, that and a whole lot more on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Also, while you're there, the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Are you worried about sending your children back to school? So Saraland Schools went back yesterday, and over the next week or so here, most schools will go back for Baldwin County. Mm-hmm. Also, religious schools, I think Catholic schools are back. Most private schools are back in Mobile County. And then Mobile County Public Schools going back at the beginning of September.
Virtually. They'll be for 9 weeks.
And we're going to hopefully talk to Renee Phillips soon here from the Mobile County Public School System and talk more about that on the midday show. That's probably coming up in the first part of next week. But yeah, the poll question, 1-800-GOT-JUNK poll question, are you worried about sending your children back to school? Yes or no? You can vote online, front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Brought to you by my buddy Trey and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Mobile County, Baldwin County. It's as easy as making an appointment, going online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk at the house, storage unit, or you got it at the office. Maybe you went all digital at your radio, at your business. You went all digital, and somehow you still have 6 of those giant metal file cabinets that are sitting in the back that you don't know how to haul off. Don't worry. Trey can handle that as well. Make that appointment for your home, your business, anywhere you got junk. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. Coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, and we'll start nationally, Sean. Now over 4.8 million total cases of coronavirus for the United States and over 151,000 that have died due to COVID-19. It does appear that we're heading back down the curve for new cases after we hit a second peak around 2 weeks ago. There were 54,000 new cases added yesterday, and because of that, the seven-day average has fallen to around 55,000 cases per day. That's around what we were averaging 4 weeks ago as we were heading up towards that second peak. Testing, though, has been quite a bit lower over the last 6 days, and because of that, the seven-day average for tests has dropped to around 740,000 per day, and right now in America, around 7.4% of those tests are coming back positive. There were 1,253 deaths reported yesterday. The seven-day average for fatalities has leveled off over the last week at right around 1,050 per day. There have now been nearly 60 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 93,402 confirmed cases in the state and 1,654 have died due to COVID-19. According to the Alabama Department of Public Health, there are 1,575 people currently hospitalized with the virus. That number has been pretty steady over the last week and a half. Mobile County added 151 new cases yesterday and zero new deaths. That brings the totals for Mobile to 9,420 cases and 204 that have died from the virus. Baldwin County added 58 new cases and no new deaths. They've had 3,380 positives and 23 cases. I mentioned yesterday that when you combine the counties around Mobile and Baldwin, Washington, Clark County, Monroe County, Kanaka, Escambia, Choctaw, and Wilcox, 2 days ago they only added 12 new cases. Yesterday, all of those counties combined added 92 total new cases and one death. That fatality came from Escambia, and they also added the most number of new cases yesterday. But we have seen the numbers in our rural counties in the southeast kind of drop recently. Jefferson County continues to pace the rest of the state. They added 300 new cases yesterday and two new deaths. They have over 3,000 more cases than the second closest county, which is right here in Mobile. They've also had 232 deaths in Jefferson County. That's 28 more than Mobile County. Alabama added 1,626 cases yesterday, and the seven-day average has now dropped down to 1,415 cases per day. But keep in mind, that does include between 800 and 1,000 tests from Mobile County that were added on Saturday and Sunday. Those cases actually came from early July, and they had a reporting error that they had to correct. So that means that the seven-day average that I read, 1,415, might actually be a bit higher than the number we're really looking at. But like the nation's numbers as a whole, It appears that new cases in Alabama are on the way down the curve after we hit a peak of nearly 2,000 cases per day back on July 18th. There were 15 deaths reported in the state yesterday. 7-day average is 20 fatalities per day. And new cases going down. Hospitalizations have been trending about the same over the last week and a half. And testing has been trending down recently. But I would expect to see COVID fatalities in the state to either stay the same or even continue to increase for a little while longer following the highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. That's a look around the state and the country with the coronavirus numbers, Sean.
All right, Dalton, I appreciate the update. And more questions about coronavirus and numbers and testing and all that. Did an in-depth dive yesterday in the first hour of Midday Mobile with Dr. Brendy Murphy from the Mobile County Health Department. I think I went 40 minutes straight.
Yeah,
with Dr. Murphy, and we went through the questions y'all asked the most. You can get more on that by going to the podcast link on the front page of fmtalk1065.com, or if you already subscribed at iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn Radio, Spotify, any of those places, and more, you can get our podcast there. Just look for Midday Mobile, hour number one on Thursday. On Thursday.
It's got its own podcast.
Like boutique thing?
Yeah, I would encourage you to listen to the entire show on the podcast.
Yeah, it's all right.
If you'd like to just listen to that interview, just look for Dr. Rendy Murphy on Midday Mobile. It should be one of the first items up.
Now we'll get some more of that going during the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way in just a few. He's got that weekend weather scale coming your way. Also, marathon meetings on coronavirus stimulus resumed today after failing to reach an agreement again last night in Washington. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the latest.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin emerged from meetings with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer with this pronouncement.
I think there's a lot of issues we are close to a compromised position on.
And now the bad news.
I think there's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
Speaker Pelosi was more direct.
I couldn't help but thinking when we were at the table that what they were offering us was Sophie's choice.
In other words, she says the White House was offering too little, too late, and for too few people.
Not enough money for food, nothing for housing in terms of rentals. A moratorium, that's nice, but it's not money for rent. It isn't not enough money for money in the pockets of the American people who really need this, who through no fault of their own are out of work.
While Democrats continue to say the next coronavirus stimulus deal must be big, bold, and comprehensive, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says smaller proposals may be necessary.
We could have passed a very skinny deal that dealt with some of the most pressing issues, and yet we've had Democrat senators not once but twice say no.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic.
Senator Schumer joined Speaker Pelosi in saying the White House is unwilling to compromise.
They were unwilling to meet in the middle. They said it mostly has to be their way, and they admitted that.
Mark Meadows says President Trump sees things differently.
He's coming to the realization that perhaps some of our Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, are not serious about compromise and are not serious about trying to meet the needs of the American people.
Both sides indicate some movement, for example, on extending the enhanced unemployment benefits. But Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says both sides remain miles apart when it comes to aid to state and local governments.
The president is not going to do a deal that has a massive amount of money to bail out state and locals.
That clearly got under Nancy Pelosi's skin.
We're not bailing out the states. We're protecting the jobs of our heroes.
Who are the heroes?
Our healthcare workers, our first responders, our transportation, sanitation, our teachers.
So the day ended pretty much as it began. Some movement on some issues, no movement on others. But Senator Schumer says Democrats are not giving up.
We urged them. We said we'd be here. They're going to think about it, but we urge them to come back.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The other question here, too, is will President Trump move with an executive action to do an end around? Getting up and saying, you know, Democrats couldn't get it done, Republicans couldn't get it done, I could get it done. It's going to be interesting. I mean, there's the paths forward for an executive action on this. It is possible exactly how it would work. Well, you know what? That's why we're lucky to have Jeff Poor and the Jeff Poor Show on every weekday from 9 to noon, because as soon as he gets in the building here, I'm going to be asking him, how would that be done? How could President Trump get those $1,200 checks to people, extend PPP, work on the unemployment part of it. What could be done in executive action? We'll have Jeff break that down today. All right, on the way in sports.
The first preseason coaches poll is out. I'll let you know who is going to begin the season ranked number one, if there is a college football season this year. Also, South Alabama is starting to fill in their schedule after losing a couple opponents due to coronavirus. And Nick Markakis with the Braves last night, a walk-off homer in his first game since returning after he thought he'd opt out of the season. I've got that and a whole lot more coming up in sports.
If there's going to be a college football season, I don't like this negativity, Dalton. You've been so positive for so long on this.
I do think there will be a season. Right, I'll tell you that. You.
All right. We'll check headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina, sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's and Judy's Place.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, the USA Today newspaper, you might have heard of it, they released their annual preseason Amway Coaches Top 25 preseason poll, with the Clemson Tigers coming in ranked first, Ohio State comes in at number two, and the Alabama Crimson Tide at number three. This is the 11th season in a row that Alabama enters the season ranked in the top three. They're followed by fellow SEC teams Georgia and LSU to round out the top five. Big 12 favorite Oklahoma is ranked sixth, followed by Penn State, Florida, Oregon, and Notre Dame. Auburn comes in ranked 11th, and the Southeastern Conference will begin the season with six ranked teams. Texas A&M is ranked 13th. The SEC recently approved a 10-game conference-only schedule for the 2020 season. First game is set to occur on September 26th. The South Alabama Jaguars have begun filling in their schedule after losing their matchups against Grambling State and Florida due to coronavirus cancellations. Yesterday, the Jags moved their first game at Southern Miss up by 2 days to Thursday, September 3rd, and they'll now open the new Hancock Whitney Stadium on the USA campus against Tulane on September 12th. The Jags beat the Green Wave 41-39 back in 2013 in their first meeting. They'll also play in 2023, 2025, and 2026. Jason Day and Brendan Todd are tied for the lead after round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Day and Todd both shot 500 par rounds in their first major tournament since the sports world shut down due to COVID-19. A group of 10 golfers are one shot behind at 4 under par, including Brooks Koepka, who's looking to win the PGA Championship for the third year in a row. Tiger Woods shot a 68 yesterday, his lowest first-round score in a major in 8 years. He's currently 3 shots behind the leaders. Justin Thomas has some work to do after finishing yesterday at 1 over par. Round 2 will begin this morning at 9, set to air on ESPN and ESPN+. In baseball, Nick Markakis returned to the Braves lineup after initially deciding to opt out of the 2020 season because of the pandemic. In his first game back, Markakis hit a walk-off home run to give the Braves a 4-3 win over Toronto.
Fly ball deep toward right field. That ball's going to go. Nick Markakis walks us off on the first pitch.
Braves starter Touki Toussaint had a career game with 9 strikeouts. He pitched well into the 6th inning while allowing 3 runs. Now Atlanta heads out for a 9-game road trip. They take on the Phillies tonight at 6. In the NBA, New Orleans fell to 1-3 in the bubble after losing to Sacramento 140-125. With 4 games remaining, the Pelicans are 3 games behind the Western Conference's 8th and 9th seeds. They'll need to win out, plus a lot of luck, for a chance to play in the playoffs. Phoenix is the only team yet to lose in Orlando. They beat Indiana 114-99 yesterday. The Lakers, without LeBron James, lost to Houston 113-97. Milwaukee rallied from 23 points down to beat Miami 130-116. The Clippers defeated Dallas, and Portland got the win over Denver. In the NHL playoff qualifying series, Calgary shut out Winnipeg 4-0 to win their 5-game series in 4 games and advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Vancouver shut out Minnesota 3-0 to take a 2-1 series lead, and Columbus beat Toronto 4-3 in overtime to take a 2-1 series lead. In round-robin games for playoff seeding, Vegas beat St. Louis 6-4, and the Flyers beat the Capitals 3-1. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any new accidents at Lot Road and Ashland Hills Court. They've got a car versus a cow, so avoid that area if you can. Still looks great across the Bayway, the Causeway, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. It's a good ride in this morning. It's the reopening of U.S. 90 Dragway tonight. It's also Scooby's First Friday. You'll love the commentary with grudge racing all night long. Open every Friday. Gates open tonight at 5 p.m. See them at U.S. 90 Dragway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our forecast, a look at the tropics and the weekend weather scale. It's all coming up. And yeah, we talked about that podcast of the interview I had with Dr. Randy Murphy from the Mobile County Health Department. We're going to get some clips from that interview up during the 8 o'clock hour. Hopefully, get some direct answers to questions that have been coming in over the last few months here at FM Talk 106.5. Right now, I want you all to say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And we got the weekend ahead. Got the rain. You know what? Your free car wash has been abated this week. We hadn't had as much rain.
I know. We've had to wash them ourselves.
Let's talk about what's going on right now in the financing world, because when people look at money stories out there right and left, and you know what are they going to do in Washington, what we need to know is what are they doing with financing rates on vehicles? What are you seeing?
We're seeing great rates with credit unions. They've stayed steadfast all year long without raising rates, which is awesome. But usually we get a rate change, but no, it's been steady, and they're great rates. We get rates as low as below 3% on used vehicles.
I mean, it's awesome. And you've pointed out before, when people go, well, yeah, 3% to 7%, 8%, what does it really matter? You pointed out month to month that got my attention.
Absolutely. We can sit down with a customer and just show them how much difference there is, saving, you know, 5 percentage points, how much money they save over the course of the contract.
All right. Great stuff. If people want to come out and check out that inventory, talk financing, give them directions.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM, and we're coming right back. Dr. Bill with the weekend weather scale in just about 6 minutes here. We'll check news from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD. Ward for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
The only thing Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on is that the other side is holding up a new relief bill for Americans. Here's correspondent Joe Johns from the White House.
Still divided, still far apart. There was a three-hour meeting last night with no breakthroughs. Now, the president has floated the idea of signing off on some type of executive action to extend a couple of the most critical benefits that have already expired. The White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and the Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi emerged from that meeting last night, each blaming the other for the lack of progress.
July unemployment numbers are about to be released, and economists expect it will show more than a million jobs created, but a slowing of the hiring. Overnight, the president signed an executive order banning TikTok and WeChat in 45 days, unless those companies are sold to American entities. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down more than 100 points. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of Groupon are up 34% pre-market after reporting a loss of 93 cents per share when analysts expected a loss of $2.75 a share. Zillow also enjoying a 13% bounce before the bell after reporting $768 million in revenue, up 28% year over year, handily beating analysts' expectations of a loss of 48 cents per share. It doesn't hurt the real estate information company's fortunes that the average rate on a 30-year home loan dropped to 2.88% from 2.99% last week, a record low for the eighth time this year, according to Freddie Mac, and the lowest level since the mortgage buyer started tracking rates in 1971. The Dow closed 185 points higher, the Nasdaq gained 109, and the S&P added 21, but futures are pointing lower on concerns that President Trump's executive orders imposing restrictions on U.S. companies dealing with TikTok and WeChat will heighten tensions with Beijing. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, let's talk about here, because we've had, what, two or three days in a row of dry? I mean, I know there's been a shower or two out there, but it's been pretty dry.
It has been, and humidity a little bit lower than we normally have in the month of August. And that's going to be the case again today and tomorrow. And then things should start to get a little more like we should have in August, starting Sunday and on into next week. But today, mostly sunny and just a slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. But it's going to be warmer today, up to about 94, perhaps 95 degrees. Tonight, we'll cool down to about 75 under mostly clear skies. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And tomorrow, we should make it up to 95 degrees and the heat index most likely up around 107. As for Sunday, mostly sunny, well, better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms, but still up at 95 degrees mid-afternoon. Next week, as I mentioned, we're getting back to normal. Quite a bit of sunshine on Monday with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, high in the mid-90s. And then Tuesday and on through next week, afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, it's looking good across the Gulf of Mexico. It's quiet, and also the Caribbean. There is a tropical wave moving across the Windward Islands. I don't expect much from that. And then there's a couple more tropical waves out in the Atlantic. But it doesn't appear that these are going to develop because the conditions are just not conducive for them to become organized. So right now we're looking good all the way through the weekend.
All right. So, but things are primed out there. Nothing right yet. But I mean, as we approach hurricane season, we've already seen the Atlantic can dish out some storms.
That's right. When we get into the mid and the latter part of August, things usually really pick up. And from the forecast now from Colorado State and the National Weather Service, it looks like it's going to become very, very active on through September and into October.
How How active? I mean, how many more storms are we looking at here?
The prediction from the Colorado State people, we've had 9 named storms. They're looking at another 15, which would make it 24 for the year. The National Weather Service is projecting at least up to around 20 or slightly more than 20 storms for the season. So there's a lot of activity still to come.
All right, Dr. Bill. Weekend ahead, folks are itching to get outside and hopefully enjoy, I don't know, working in the backyard, going to the beach, doing whatever. It's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, the positive thing for the weekend is that there's only a slight chance of rain on Saturday and maybe a little bit of activity for the afternoon hours on Sunday. But unfortunately, temperatures are going to be climbing in the mid-90s. So I'm going to go with, not a bad weather scale, 1.8720.
Back-to-back weekends in the 1.8s.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And it'd be a great weekend at the beach because any of those showers that might develop are going to be well inland.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert. Checking in on the quiet tropics for now. I'd like to keep them that way, but the odds are they'll get busy sometime here very soon. All right, 7:38 coming up. We'll be checking in with Alec Naiman. We'll find out what's cooking. Right now, we'll check traffic with Kane.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department there at Cottage Hill and Azalea. Also, we've got another accident without injuries at Knollwood between Greelot and Longmeadow Drive. Looks good across the Bayway. Still no problems from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, and traveling down from Saraland. It's the reopening of US 90 Dragway in Irvington tonight. Enjoy the commentary with Great Grudge Racing. Gates open at 5 o'clock. Kids 12 and under are free. See them at US90Dragway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
I'm talking with Ricky from Alabama Auto Clean, the people that we trusted to turn the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit around. It needed cleaning, but it needed restoration, Ricky, and y'all did it. And if you can do it for that big station van, imagine you can handle regular size vans and cars and trucks and what else?
Anything that's got wheels on it.
Okay, a boat is on a trailer. That trailer's got wheels. What about boats?
We do boats, motorhomes. We got 2 boats in there right now we're doing. We get down to the nitty-gritty of cleaning them, reconditioning them, or whatever you want to call in a vehicle or boat, motorhome, or whatever.
You know, and then reconditioning was one of the keys with our van because not only did y'all get it super clean, you restored the faded plastic on it, the faded parts of that van, and brought it back to new.
We did.
Now, you can do that for my car, too?
I sure can. Then we also disinfect them, too. So we got to disinfect it inside and out before you pick it up.
Ricky, somebody wants to see that difference at Alabama Auto Clean. How do they get in touch with y'all?
They just need to call us at 251-478-5780.
Your business deserves better. Better internet, better phones, and better support. At C Spire Business, better is what we do best. With our business internet and phone bundles, you won't just get higher speeds, more reliability, and industry-leading VoIP phones. You'll get local experts who are there for you 24/7. So your business doesn't just run better, it is better. Find the best internet and phone bundle for your business at cspire.com/businessbundle.
Right, 7:40, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you all along. Be checking in with Alec Naiman shortly. And coming up at 9, Jeff Porcio. Day 5, Dalton. I thought he wouldn't make it past day 3.
Yeah, we have to keep luring him here with snacks and prizes, but I think he'll be here for day 5.
Yeah, so the Jeff Forrest Show gets cranked up at 9 o'clock this morning here at FM Talk 106.5. Plus, coming up next hour, we'll talk about what happened yesterday with a warrant now issued for State Representative Will Dismukes. Back in the news now, it's not for questions of Confederates and Nathan Bedford Forrest's birthday party, but it's for embezzlement. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also get you some clips from yesterday's interview with Randy Murphy from the Mobile County Health Department. I think it sheds light on a lot of questions many of us have out there about how they file COVID numbers, how they say what's a COVID case. What if somebody comes in from Clark County and comes to a hospital here and tests, or a center here and tests positive? Mm-hmm. Is that a Mobile County case? Is it a Clark County case? We'll ask all those questions. Get some of those clips coming for you next hour. All right, 7:41. And yesterday they had, I don't know if they, okay, they probably did it for sure. They acted like, they said there was a big meeting with New York State's Attorney General. So it's going to be a big presser coming up. And I think many of us thought it was going to be something more about President Trump's tax returns. Mm-hmm. They had all the cameras there as they rolled out. Nope, not that. But the Attorney General of New York is taking the National Rifle Association to court. She says she wants to dissolve the organization. Now, claims tens of millions of dollars were misappropriated for personal use by the nonprofit's leadership. More now from Steve Kastenbaum.
The NRA and every other nonprofit organization that operates within New York must follow the state's laws that govern nonprofits. Attorney General Letitia James made that clear as she announced her office's lawsuit against the NRA.
These organizations are required by law to register and file annual financial reports with the Office of the New York State Attorney General, and the assets of such an organization are legally required to be used in a way that serves the interest of NRA membership and that advance the organization's charitable mission.
She then explained why she brought the civil suit against the leadership of the NRA.
We found that the NRA instead fostered a culture of noncompliance.
James said the NRA's internal policies were blatantly ignored by the top leaders in the organization.
They use millions upon millions of dollars from the NRA for personal use, including for lavish trips for themselves and their families.
She singled out Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre.
Specifically, Mr. LaPierre spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of the NRA's charitable assets for personal private plane trips for himself and his family, including extended family when he was not present. He visited the Bahamas by private air charter at least 8 times in an approximate 3-year period with his family.
James claimed over the last 2 years alone, LaPierre spent over $3.6 million of NRA funds on travel consultants. When President Trump heard about this lawsuit, he said,
"That's a very terrible thing that just happened. I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life."
Well, the NRA's headquarters are in Fairfax, Virginia, not New York. Even if it were in Texas, the New York Attorney General still would have filed this suit. The NRA's president said these charges were baseless and premeditated and characterized the lawsuit as being purely political. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
At least it brings up a fair question, right? Why wouldn't the New York Attorney General be pursuing Wayne LaPierre personally versus the NRA as a whole? We'll talk about that more coming up. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill, and we've got headlines from WKRG and Dalton Sports up next. Talking with Ben Kearns from Taylor Martino. Ben, I know that we're all looking for certain things in a law firm, but what are attorneys like you looking for in a client?
Sean, we're looking for honest clients with honest injuries. We want to represent people who are really hurt and who are really entitled to compensation. We demand honesty from our clients, and we will be honest with our clients in return. We have an ethical obligation to do so.
Also reflects on y'all's level of success in the courtroom.
Absolutely, it does. And jurors and judges know about our reputation, and they know that we're going to present an honest case and we're going to have honest clients. That's why we think we're more likely to get you fair compensation for your injuries.
All right. Well, I want to tell you about what's happened to me. I want to meet with you. How do I do that?
You can give me a call at 251-433-3131. Set up an initial intake interview. I want to meet you. I want to see you face to face. Let's talk. Interview might take an hour and a half, but I like to be thorough.
There he is, Ben Kearns, Taylor Martino. You just Google Taylor Martino and get that appointment today.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Tolone, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Good morning, 748 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, USA Today released its annual preseason Amway Coaches Top 25 preseason poll. Clemson Tigers come in ranked first in the poll with Ohio State at number two. The Alabama Crimson Tide ranked number three. This is the 11th season in a row that Alabama enters the season ranked in the top three. They're followed by fellow SEC teams Georgia and LSU to round out the top five. Big 12 favorite Oklahoma is ranked sixth, followed by Penn State, Florida, Oregon, and Notre Dame. Auburn comes in ranked 11th. The Southeastern Conference will begin the season with six ranked teams, with Texas A&M ranked 13th. The SEC recently approved a 10-game conference-only schedule for the 2020 season, with the first game set to occur on September 26th. The South Alabama Jaguars have begun filling in their schedule after losing matchups against Grambling State and Florida due to coronavirus cancellations. Yesterday, the Jags moved their first game at Southern Miss up by 2 days to Thursday, September 3rd, and they'll now open the new Hancock Whitney Stadium on the USA campus against Tulane on September 12th. The Jags beat the Green Wave 41-39 back in 2013 in their first meeting. They'll also play in 2023, 2025, and 2026. Jason Day and Brendan Todd are tied for the lead after round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Day and Todd both shot 5-under par rounds in the first major tournament since the sports world shut down due to COVID-19. A group of 10 golfers are one shot behind at 4-under par, including Brooks Koepka, who's looking to win the PGA Championship for the third year in a row. Tiger Woods shot a 68 yesterday, his lowest first-round score in a major in 8 years. He's currently 3 shots behind the leaders. Justin Thomas has some work to do after finishing yesterday at 1-over par. Round two begins this morning at 9. It'll air on ESPN and ESPN+. In the major leagues last night, Nick Markakis returned to the Braves lineup after initially deciding to opt out of the 2020 season because of the pandemic. In his first game back, Markakis hit a walk-off home run to give the Braves a 4-3 win over Toronto.
Fly ball deep toward right field. That ball's gonna go! Nick Markakis walks us off on the first pitch!
Braves starter Tuki Toussaint had a career game with 9 strikeouts. He pitched well into the 6th inning while allowing 3 runs. Now Atlanta heads out for a 9-game road trip. They take on the Phillies tonight at 6. In the NBA, New Orleans fell to 1-3 in the bubble after losing to Sacramento 140-125. With 4 games remaining, the Pelicans are 3 games behind the Western Conference's 8th and 9th seeds. They'll need to win out, plus a lot of luck, for a chance to play in the playoffs. 10 minutes to late on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Dr. Bill Williams' weather update is brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. If you're in the market for a quality boat, check out their new model Edgewater boats. Live the Edgewater life. Visit sportsmansmarine.com today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s.
And tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Nix steps up, he throws to Williams. He's got it! Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn!
And off to Schwartz around left end and lots of running room. He's across midfield, 40, down to the 35. Foot race to the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Auburn!
Get ready for the most anticipated and celebrated college football season of our lifetime.
FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still working in the accident now at Cottage Hill and Azalea. Also, Knollwood between Greelot and Longmeadow Road. And they've got an accident where a vehicle in Moffitt hit the Sonic building and then it's now in the ditch, so not affecting traffic. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can rent their carts for weddings, family gatherings, any special occasion, and you can buy their new or used carts, too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
Right, 7:52 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Turning up your voice next hour, the phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll talk about that NRA story. Also, some clips from the interview yesterday with Dr. Randy Murphy from the Mobile County Health Department. And we'll be getting ready for our man Jeff Poor, day five of the Jeff Poor Show here on FM Talk 106.5. That starts at 9. All right, without further ado, with the weekend ahead, it's time to find out what's cooking, and we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Y'all doing all right, I hope.
Doing a lot better now that I saw our recipe include shrimp this morning. You were reading my mind.
Well, I thought we'd do a little Cajun shrimp Creole. You know? That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good stuff. Aren't you doubling up? I'm not trying to pick up, but Cajun and Creole in just one recipe? How is this possible?
Well, you know, I guess you got, like I said a while ago, you got to do a lot of hoodatting, you know. When you get through hoodatting, man, and the two-stepper and all that kind of stuff, you can get to cooking pretty good. So let me tell you what I like to do. I get me some nice big shrimp, you know, I get with the heads on so I can use the heads and the shell after I peel them to make a little stock. All I do is boil down the shells and the heads, and I add my, you know, a lot of seasonings to it, and I put those some onion holes and some bell pepper holes and celery holes in there, make some stock, and then, of course, I strained it out, and I got me some good seafood stock because I'm going to need it. So in the meantime, I get a little skillet out, and you got to build this in stages now, okay? You can't just, like, dump it all in there and let it go. You got to build it in stages. So I give me a couple tablespoons of butter and a little bit of oil, a little vegetable oil, and that's because I don't want my butter to burn. The oil keeps the butter from burning. And I get that good and melted down. I throw me some chopped up onions and celery and bell peppers in there. And I saute that down a little bit. I add a little Creole seasoning at that point, like some Tony's Creole seasoning or something like that. And I throw a little pinch of salt on top of it. And then when that gets a little tender, I add a little tomato paste. And I just mix it in. I let it just keep stirring it till it browns a little bit, almost like I'm making a roux with the tomato paste. All right, and then as it begins to brown, I go in, I throw in a bunch of fresh, I chop up a bunch of fresh tomatoes, and I throw them in there. And then I give it another little hit of some nice kosher salt, you know. And then as those tomatoes break down a little bit, I come in and I add me a nice splash of some white wine, and I let it reduce down until the alcohol burns off, you know. Then I come in and I add my shrimp stock that I made. And I get it, and I add a little more seasoning. I throw some garlic in there, some bay leaves, and some black pepper, and white pepper, and cayenne, and some thyme. And I bring all that up to a little boil now, and I let it reduce down for about 30 or 40 minutes, you know. And then just about the time I get ready, I add a little hot sauce in there, add a little Worcestershire in there, and I taste it a little bit, see if I need to season it up a little bit more. And then I throw my shrimp in it, and let my shrimp reduce down. Before you know it, you got this dish called a shrimp Creole. You know, nice little bite to it. I cook some rice, serve it over some rice, garnish it with some parsley and some green onions on top. Man, we eating good for the rest of the weekend, you know?
Got that right. It sounds fantastic. Like I always say, though, the only thing better than that recipe, me cooking it, is you cooking it. That or the other hundreds of recipes with Naaman's Catering. Talk about that. What are y'all doing right now?
I appreciate you letting me cook for you, because that's the only way I can make a living. That's you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's right. Well, you're real good at it, so it works.
I'm glad you don't like to cook like that.
It works out. It works out. So talk about what you're doing right now. Somebody got a party coming up, an event. What do they need to do?
Well, we are. Well, I mean, we're doing weddings and events like that. Of course, they're smaller than normal, and we're taking all the necessary precautions, wearing the PPE, and serving most of the food. We've designed the menus to kind of fit the times that we're in right now, trying to be really secure and safe. But we're having a lot of good parties. We're doing some corporate lunches, a little employee appreciation stuff. And of course, man, I'm getting my tailgate stuff ready. Man, we're just a few weeks away from getting a little football going. My Jags are gearing up, you know, so I'm all excited. A little high school football, all that stuff. So call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at NaamansCatering.com. We want you to be hungry. You know, we need you to eat something, so just call us, okay? We like that.
That's a deal. That's a deal. Alec, as always, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
All right, I got to go ahead and start giving you my Go Jags because it's that time of year.
It is indeed. All right, Alec Naaman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5, and news is next.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Paramount Tax Relief is here to help. Need to file your taxes but your local tax shop is closed?
We can help.
Our certified tax agents will work with you over the phone to get your unfiled tax returns in order. Have you received a wage garnishment notice or bank levy?
We can help.
Our legal team will negotiate with the IRS to remove garnishments, levies, and penalties. Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and don't know what to do?
We can help.
Our professional experts have been in your shoes. They are compassionate, honest, and will find a resolution plan that's best for you. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-524-9701. That's 1-800-524-9701. 1-800-524-9701. Paramount Tax Relief is here to help.
Turning up your voice.